magandang gabi po sa ating lahat. Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9. Now Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9, it says here that Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9, the Bible says, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandment to 1,000 generations." Shall we pray? Ama namin Diyos po, na makapangyarihan po sa lahat na nasa langit, pero po Ama ay lumalapit po sa inyo na humingi po ng tulong. Napatawarin mo kami Ama sa aming pong mga kasalanan at I pray Panginoon na maunawaan namin ang inyong pong salita upang ito Ama ay magkaroon po ng fruits sa aming pong mga personal at ang aming ministry. I pray po Ama na tulungin niyo kami na lumago sa pagkakilala sa inyo at sa aming Panginoon sa Kristo pagkaroon ng kalaguan sa kaalaman ng inyong pong salita. We pray, Ama, na tulungin niyo kami, kaawaan at kahabagan. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, you'll see here that the characteristic of our God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant. Now, I just want to highlight in our message this tonight, the five covenants in the Old Testament. And in relation to this is, if God has a covenant, He will keep it. And now, and then we're going to have some application later on. But there are five covenants that we can see in the Old Testament. Namely, your first is the Noahic or the Noah's covenant, the Abrahamic covenant, the covenant of God and to Abraham, and the Mosaic covenant. Maybe ito po yung pinaka-popular. It is called the Old Covenant, or it can be called the Law of Moses. Also, there is a Davidic covenant, and also there's a new covenant. So, titingnan po natin ang bawat isa pong ito tonight. Now, in Genesis chapter 9, let's take a look in the first covenant, the Noahic or the Noah's covenant. In Genesis chapter 9, verse number 8, "And God spake unto Noah and to his son with him, saying," now the context here is nakatapos na po yung flood at nakasettle na po yung si Noah at yung kanyang mga anak. They are already saved. And verse 9 said, "God and I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth." Now, ang covenant po nito, ang participant, meaning the parties. Kasi pag sinabi pong covenant, it is an agreement or a promise. Katulad po ng wedding. That's a covenant of husband and wife before God. And here, ang Panginoon po ay nagkaroon ng agreement or promise to Noah and his seed, and we are part of Noah's seed, and every living creature. Now, what's the details of this covenant? God assured Noah that judgment would not again come to men and to earth in the form of a flood. So, ang tanong, is God faithful sa covenant po na ito? We are part of this covenant. We are part of the parties. Because all creature, all living creature, and all Noah's seed. And right now, hindi pa po binabali ng Panginoon ang kanyang covenant po nito. And in fact, God gave a token to as a sign of this covenant. What is that sign? The rainbow. And that's Noahic covenant. And later on, we're going to have some application on that covenant. Now, the second covenant is in Genesis chapter 12. Now, this is the Abrahamic covenant. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. "Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And that is the Abrahamic covenant. Now, the participants of this covenant is God and Abraham. And in chapter 13, verse 14 to 18, chapter 15, verse 1 to 21, chapter 17, 1 to 14, God renewed this covenant to Abraham. And He renewed it to Esau and to Jacob. Now, anong details ng covenant ito? Meron pong tatlong bahagi ang Abrahamic covenant. Yung pong land promise, na ang sabi dito, all the land of Canaan. All the land of Canaan. Actually, makikita niyo po siya in chapter 13, go in chapter 13, verse 14, the details. Binanggit na ng Panginoon sa chapter 12 yung land promise, but He renewed it in chapter 13, verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abraham after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. That's the land promise. God renewed the land promise in chapter 13. Also, there's a seed promise. Makikita niyo po in chapter number 12, verse number... I will make... Verse number 2. And I will make of thee a great nation. That's the seed promise. And also, we know that the blessing promise nung bahagi po ng Abrahamic covenant na I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families or the nations of the earth be blessed. Now, we're going to give further details about the blessing promise because as a New Testament believers, we are part of this blessing promise. Okay, Abraham, we're going to talk about that later on. And that's the Abrahamic covenant. And now, what's the sign na ibinigay ng Diyos, senyales, kung sa wedding day, yung covenant ng husband and wife, ang sign nila ay ring, ano ang sign ng covenant ng Panginoon kay Abraham? The circumcision. Na senyales ng kanilang covenant. Now, in Mosaic covenant, of course, we know na in Exodus chapter 19, the whole details of the Mosaic covenant is from chapter 19 up to chapter 24. But let's take a look in chapter 19, verse 5 to 8. The Mosaic covenant. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, God is talking to Israel, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. That's the goal of the Mosaic covenant. For all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Now this is the response of the people. Verse 7, and Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all this word which the Lord commanded him. And in verse 8, and all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord hath spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. And it was repeated in chapter 24. In chapter 24, verse number 3. Chapter 24, verse number 3. And Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgment, and all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which the Lord had said, will we do? And that's the agreement of God and the nation Israel. The nation Israel said, yes, Lord, this is our agreement. Lahat ng iyong kautosan ay aming gagawin. We know the story. The nation Israel didn't keep the covenant. Now, the parties or the participants of this covenant, the Mosaic covenant, is God and Israel. Now, yung Mosaic covenant, it is a system of a law, kabuuan ng batas, that God gave to Israel on Mount Sinai, una tigit sa lahat, the purpose is to prepare Israel and the world for the Savior. and to separate Israel from other nations. We see that in chapter 19. That's the Mosaic Law. Now, fourth one, the Davidic Covenant, 2 Samuel chapter 7, 2 Samuel chapter 7, in 2 Samuel chapter 7, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse number 12 to 17. 2 Samuel 7, verse 12 to 17, the Davidic Covenant. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, sabi ng Panginoon kay David, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. Verse 13, he shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men, and with the stripe of the children of men. Verse 15, but my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. And thine house, this is the Davidic covenant, and thine house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. And that's the Davidic covenant. Now, the participant of the Davidic covenant is God and David. Now, the details of the Davidic covenant is the throne of David would be established forever through David's seed. And lastly, in Jeremiah 31, the new covenant. In Jeremiah 31, Jeremiah 31, verse 31 to 34, Jeremiah 31, verse 31 to 34, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant, or not according to the Mosaic covenant that I made with their fathers in that day, that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break. They broke the Mosaic covenant. Although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. Verse 33, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Now, this new covenant, of course, the purpose of this is mentioned in Jeremiah, because the nation Israel broke the Mosaic covenant. And God said, I will make a new covenant, and the participant is God and His people. Now we know na ito po'y ginamit ni Pablo in Hebrews, but if we apply it, interpret it literally, the covenant is between God and Israel, not to the church. Church cannot replace Israel. Church has a different program sa Panginoon. But here, the new covenant, ang details po nito, God will restore the nation Israel to their promised land and give them a new heart to obey Him. And that's the five covenants we can see in the Old Testament. Now, what is the application of this covenant to us, New Testament believers? If for the Noahic covenant, tingnan niyo po in 2 Peter chapter 3. Now, we know the story na winasak po ng Diyos ang mundong ito sa pamamagitan po ng baha. And by the way, kung nagahan na po kayo ng ebidensya, sa Mount Everest po meron pong nakitang fossil ng isda. Paano nangyari na sa pinakamataas na bundok sa mundong ito ay merong isda? How can a fish die in the highest point sa mundong ito? The flood. Now, in 2 Peter chapter 3, and we're having application of this covenant to us New Testament believers. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 12 to 13, may request po, nabasahin po natin ang sabay-sabay. Ready? 3.
looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with burning heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness.
Now, in this passage, we see that God will destroy the earth again, not with water, because God will keep his Noahic covenant. He will not destroy this world anymore by water, but according to Peter, by divine inspiration, God will destroy this earth with fervent heat. And that's the curse and the destruction na mararanasan po ng mundo pong ito. But we, according to God's promise, look for a new heaven and new earth. And that's the part na ating tingnan. Na kahit yung mundong ito ay under curse sa Panginoon, nagigibain niya ang mundong ito sa pamagitan ng fervent heat. Ang mundo natin ginagalawan, they are very worried sa global warming. And this is the global warming na mararanasan nila. Lahat ng bagay na iniingatan ng mundo, yung materials, possession, no, they are going to be destroyed by fervent heat. But we, sabi ni Peter, nevertheless we, Christians, if you are a believer right now, ang mundong ito ay walang impact sa atin. Kung tama ang ating spiritual na paningin sa mundong ito, we don't mind the things of this world. But nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heaven and that's our eternity. Na kung saan ang Panginoon ay makakasama natin ng walang hanggan, in new heaven and new earth. And that's the impact. Na kahit the story is, God cursed this world through the flood, and God established the covenant with Noah, but there's still a curse sa mundong ito with fervent heat. But we, brethren, there's a new heaven and new earth that we should look for, not the things of this world. So in application, huwag tayong mangamba, huwag tayong mag-fret kung ang ating kapitbahay, yung ating mga kamag-anak, sila ngayon ang nagtatanyag at nagtatampilik ng maraming possessions sa mundo nito. Let them enjoy the riches of this world. Nevertheless, we. Nevertheless, we. We know na ang lahat ng yaman ng mundong ito ay sisilaban ng Panginoon with fervent heat. Pero tayo, we're looking sa new heaven and new earth. Kasama natin ang ating Panginoon sa Kristo. Now, the Abrahamic Covenant, go first in Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3 is a commentary of Genesis chapter 12. Galatians chapter 3, may request na basahin po natin ng sabay-sabay yung verse 8. Galatians 3, verse number 8. Ready? Read.
And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed.
Now, in thee, that's the blessing promise. In thee shall all nations be blessed. Makikita niyo po yan in Genesis 18:18, Genesis 22:18, in Genesis 26:4. Indeed, all the families or nations of the earth shall be blessed. Now, anong ibig sabihin nito? Go in verse number 16. Galatians 3:16. Ready? Read. Now, to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Napansin niyo po kung paano hinahilay ni Paul na hindi seeds, plural, yung makikita natin in Galatians. Not pertaining sa nation ni Israel, sa mga Hudyo, but to seed. Sino po yung Abrahamic seed na binabanggit po ng Panginoon in Genesis chapter 12? That's the Lord Jesus Christ. The seed of Abraham is the Lord Jesus Christ. What it means is, Jesus Christ is the seed who inherits the blessing promise and bestows them upon those who believe. Kaya po tayo, We are, lahat po ng New Testament believers na nanampalataya kay Jesus Christ, we are Abraham's children. We are not Jacob's children. That's the nation Israel. We are not the sons of Jacob, but we are the sons of Abraham. Meaning, lahat ng yung blessing, yung covenant ng Panginoon, the covenant of God to Abraham, the blessing promise, is tayo po ay part of it. If you are in Christ, ngayong gabi nito. And also, mapapansin niyo po kaya po in Matthew chapter 1, remember in the afternoon service, why Matthew chapter 1, verse 1, why Matthew highlighted that Jesus Christ is the son of Abraham? Because Matthew is highlighting that Jesus Christ is the seed of Abraham. And Jesus Christ is the seed na tinutukoy po in Galatians chapter, in Genesis chapter number 12. Of course, there's a physical side of this promise, the nation Israel, but spiritually, we are the sons of Abraham. Now, the Mosaic Covenant. Now, the Mosaic Covenant was done away with when Christ died, and the New Testament believers live by the higher law, which is called the law of Christ and the law of Spirit. Now, in Hebrews chapter 10, in Hebrews chapter 10, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse number, na makikita niyo po dito yung details ng kung paano yung Mosaic Covenant ay nagpass after Christ fulfilled His sacrifice on the cross. In verse number 16, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their heart, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquity I remember no more. Verse 18, now where the remission of this is, there's no more offering for this, for sin. Now, ang sinasabi po dito ni Pablo, kung paano yung Mosaic Covenant po ay na-replace na po ng New Covenant. And Paul, in this passage, is repeating what Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 31, na ba dahil hindi sinunod ng bansang Israel ang Old Covenant, ang Panginoon ay mag-establish ng New Covenant. And as a New Testament believer, even we are not part of this covenant, literally, because we're not Jews, tayo po ay pwedeng maging kabahagi ng New Covenant if we are in Christ, if we believe Christ. Now, another thing na mapapansin po natin dito, na tayo po bilang mga Kristiyano, anong bahagi ng Mosaic Law in our dispensation? Ang Mosaic Law po, it is our schoolmaster in our time. Meaning, hindi ka maghahanap ng tagapagligtas kung hindi mo makikita na ikaw ay makasalanan. Right. And that's the purpose of the Mosaic Law. Ibig sabihin, hindi na tayo under the law, itatapon na natin ang batas. No. Because that is necessary po sa kaligtasan po ng isang tao. And there are many reasons po na makikita tayo why ang isang tao po ay hindi po dumadating sa kaligtasan. And one of them is because they don't understand the law. And they don't understand that they are sinners. And they don't understand that they need a Savior. Kaya ang sabi ni Pablo in Galatians chapter 3, na ang batas, ang ating schoolmaster, siya yung magdadala sa atin patungo kay Kristo. Kung hindi mo nakita na ikaw ay mangangalun niya, hindi mo makikita na ikaw ay masama. At kailangan mo na magpagsisisi at ng tagapagligtas. And that's the purpose of the Lord right now. And if you examine ngayon ang program ng evangelism ng maraming churches, they take away the law. They take away the law. Na parang, wait, hindi ito para sa amin, no? Just imagine, just point the Ten Commandments sa bawat tao and you will see how guilty all of us is. Yes, right. So, itong Mosaic Covenant, we see na tayo, hindi tayo ang participant ito, literally, pero Paul highlighted in Romans chapter 8 and in Galatians chapter 3 na ito po'y napakalaki ng tulong po in our dispensation. The Mosaic Law. And as a Christians, ibig ba sabihin, tapo na din natin, tayong ligtas na, itapon na ang batas ni Moses? No. Because the Bible says, we have a higher law. The law of Christ, Galatians 6:2, and the law of the Spirit, Romans chapter 8, verse 2. And that's our higher law. Hindi na tayo binded. We are not binded to do the law of Moses as a New Testament believers. But we are binded to fulfill the law of Christ and the law of the Spirit. It means to be Christ-like in our daily life. That's a higher law. That's the Mosaic Covenant. Now, the Davidic Covenant, now, ang Davidic Covenant po, ang believers po, the New Testament believers, we are not building the kingdom of God right now. Because there are false teaching in our time right now na ang churches, ang mga Christian, we need to build the kingdom of God right now on earth. No, that's nonsense. You cannot build a kingdom without a king.
That's right.
And right now, we cannot. Ibig sabihin ba tayo magpuprotesta dyan sa EDSA, sasabihin natin, social justice, sundin niyo ang batas. No, that's nonsense. We cannot build the kingdom of God right now. Ang duty natin is Great Commission, Matthew 28. And wala po kayo, hindi niyo po nakita ang mga apostol na sila po ay nagprotesta sa mga Roman Emperor at sabihin na, the kingdom of God ay itatayo na namin. You cannot see that. They are fulfilling the great commandment. And that's the false teaching of our time right now na we need to build the kingdom of God. No. The kingdom of God will be built literally when Christ comes. But as a New Testament believers, if you believe, you will be part of the spiritual kingdom of God. Go in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Basahin po muli natin ang sabay-sabay. Colossians 1, verse 13. Ready? Read.
Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son.
And it's speaking for the spiritual kingdom of God. Meaning, pag sinabi spiritual kingdom, you are put under submission of a king. And right now, every believer is translated into the kingdom of his dear Son. This is pertaining po sa spiritual kingdom of God. Now, ang Davidic Covenant po right now, hindi pa po ito fulfilled. It's not yet fulfilled. But it will be fulfilled when Christ comes and establishes kingdom on earth, and the Abrahamic Covenant as well will be fulfilled on that day. On the millennial kingdom, the land promise will be fulfilled. And also when Christ comes, the new covenant will be fulfilled literally as well. Kung saan ang bansang Israel ay susunod na sa kanilang Messiah. Right now, ang bansang Israel po, they are in rejection po sa ating final Kristo. But when Christ comes and establishes kingdom, the three covenants will be fulfilled. The Abrahamic covenant, the nation. Right now po, ang bansang Israel ay napakaliit lamang. Pero ibibigay po ng Diyos kay sa bansang Israel yung buong bansa, yung land na ipinangako ng Diyos kay Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. The fulfillment of that will be in the millennium reign of Christ. Also, the Davidic covenant in 2 Samuel chapter 7 will be fulfilled. And the new covenant in Jeremiah 31 will be fulfilled when Christ comes. What a day it is. And lastly, in Hebrews 8:7-13, Hebrews chapter 8, the new covenant, Hebrews 8:7-13, for if the first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continue not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their heart and write them in their heart, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. In that saith a new covenant, he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. New Testament believers share in the spiritual aspects of the new covenant through Christ. What a blessing. Now, just think about that. Itong mga covenant na nakita natin sa Old Testament as a Gentile dogs, we don't part of this. But because of the Lord Jesus Christ, we became part of the Abrahamic blessing covenant. We became part of the new covenant. What a blessing. And during the reign of Christ, sabi ni Paul kay Timothy, if we suffer with Him, we shall also reign with Him. Sa ating Panginoon sa Kristo. Now, another part na makikita natin dito is yung sinabi ng Panginoon ng Bible sa Deuteronomy chapter 7 that God is a covenant-keeping God. If He had an agreement with His people, He will do it. And in application sa atin po, ang Bible po ay napakarami pong pangako ang Diyos sa atin. Is God, ay pwede ba natin pagtiwalaan sa Kanyang mga salita? Of course, yes. Because these are the evidences. How God keep His covenant and how God will fulfill all His covenant. Praise the Lord for His faithfulness in His covenant. Shall we pray? Manamin Diyos po na makapangyarihan sa lahat. Salamat po, Ama, dahil kayo po ay Diyos na tapat at nag-iingat ng inyong pong mga pangako po sa amin. Tunay, Ama, na kayo po ay Diyos na tapat, dakila at makapangyarihan, Panginoon. Pinupuri namin kayo. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.